from the seminar today and yesterday, I think some of the major issues that have emerged are the idea that it's possible to have an ecumenical approach to ideas of culture. You can take many different positions on it and still come up with something useful. But our main focus has been on pedagogy, and you know what a lot of people have been saying is that it's extremely important that we keep things grounded in the idea that this is something that we make people aware of and better at. It's all too easy to get lost into debates about exactly what the nature of culture is, and I think we've managed to avoid that. We've kept things pretty focused on teaching and learning, and it's been a very useful experience.
Key issues that are, for me, very important are the relationship between action and theory, and that we always need both of them there, and a person-oriented focus as well, which is quite different perhaps from many other disciplines, in that the intercultural person and the personal development of somebody, whether they're the learner or the teacher or the practitioner, is actually really central as well.
What conceptual frameworks do we have to underpin what we are really aiming at? In other words, what is intercultural competence? What are the components of intercultural competence? Are they different for different types of students or adults, people in working in different contexts?
In the approach that we're using, people don't actually behave any differently in intercultural communication. So is it something that we need to topicalise ourselves, or is it something that we should say, let's look at the people interacting and see whether it's important to them that this interaction is intercultural?
We need to make a distinction between the teaching the course as intercultural communication and to develop an intercultural approach to which is embedded in language learning programs.
What I think is the most important thing in teaching intercultural communication is the, in a sense, lack of theory and practice in the affective. In other words, there's lots of pedagogy and methods and so on teaching cognitive understanding, but so what do we do about affective development?
The first major issue is that of an essentialised understanding of culture and challenging that. The second one really is about the challenge for intercultural pedagogy in the UK, because the UK, with its, I suppose, its political position in the world, economic position in the world, and also its English language position in the world, is in a different position from other places. So intercultural pedagogy in the UK is fundamentally different from intercultural pedagogy in, say, Spain or in Greece or in China.
The first issue that really strikes me is how you persuade policymakers in schools, in universities or wherever, that intercultural skills are actually important, that they deserve a place in the curriculum. A problem, to my perception, is student vulnerability. I think that dealing with intercultural issues brings up a whole range of personal issues for many students. They're challenged in ways they're not used to being in the educational process, and how you support them through that process while still challenging their cultural preconceptions.
The students that I have, for example, if I tell them one of the goals of becoming interculturally aware is developing a critical sense of self. Well, they can either accept that or reject that. I can't impose on them this notion of criticality. So understanding that it's okay to either accept or reject a cultural assumption for me is an important issue, and one that is actually not very much explored in the literature.